And now for an ad report card, our regular look at the advertising business. AT&T, the one-time giant of the telephone trade, has a new television ad that it hopes will freshen up its corporate image. But Slate and Day-to-Day ad critic Seth Stevenson thinks the spot only shows how out of touch the company really is.
This AT&T ad consists of a series of half faces fused together to create a sort of split-screen, multicultural, multi-generational mugshot. These demi-faces sing, again and again, their endless refrain, "Come together."
Come together, oh, come together.
We cut to a giant ampersand, the "and" of AT&T, then back to more fused faces, then back to the ampersand, then to the face of a little girl who helpfully reminds us what we're supposed to take away from the ad.
Come together.
With "and," only from AT&T.
AT&T is in real trouble. Its long-distance business is shrinking, its stock has lately tanked, and this new commercial sucks. The ad is part of a $200 million campaign that's meant to jumpstart the AT&T brand, but sadly, the whole thing is an ill-conceived mess. Let's start with the melting pot of faces. This approach is a variation on something I call the Wonder of Humanity spot. The key component with any Wonder of Humanity spot is a procession of racially diverse faces, which stare directly into the camera and convey to us that their lives are made much better with the help of a multinational services company. The big visual concept here is high-contrast racial juxtapositions, a shtick that hasn't been thoughtful or eye-grabbing since Benetton did it 15 years ago. The target mood is uplifting, but the result is utterly numbing and indistinguishable because it's so completely played out by now. Hey, thanks, AT&T, for adding to the pile. But the worst thing about this ad, and not just with the spot, but with the whole campaign, is that the central, defining, overarching element is a punctuation mark. It's a $200 million media buy that's built on a freaking ampersand. I thought AT&T was gradually shedding this symbol. Its web address is att.com. No ampersands allowed in URLs. And its collect calls campaign, starring, in another deft marketing move, Carrot Top, is for 1-800-CALL-ATT with no ampersand in sight. It seemed more and more the firm was morphing into AT&T. Well, no more. Thank goodness they've reminded us it's American Telephone and Telegraph. Mustn't forget the highly profitable Telegraph division. Though actually, AT&T, just like KFC, long ago ceased to officially stand for anything at all. Yes, I can see the ampersand is a graphically clever way to express interconnectivity and stuff. But this company didn't need a new graphic. It already has its Death Star blue globe, which has years and years of built-up brand equity. Are they kicking the globe to the curb, or just muddling the brand's identity with these dueling logos? And anyway, what's so great about interconnectedness? The ad never bothers to tell me why I'd want my services bundled. Is there a price break? Do things somehow mesh better if they're all from the same company? We get no explanation, just a vague promise that the many ways we communicate are coming together for you. Well, the many ways I communicate are coming together to diss this ad. I graded a C-. First, the at sign's career was reinvented by email. Now the ampersand gets a national ad campaign. Even the asterisk has star 69. These are heady, heady days for punctuation. Of course, the stickler will note that these are not, in fact, punctuation marks, but rather typographical symbols or glyphs. Nerd.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card for Slate.